They said to watch out for bandits, but the road's been clear so far. Or maybe they just don't want to deal with a centaur like me. I guess for once I'm lucky that so many humans think we're so violent. Wait. What's... Oh dear, how horrible. Hello. Hello, are you alive, little human? I hope I'm not too late. Ah, you're awake. You look like you're in awfully bad shape. Do you remember what happened? So there are bandits along this road after all. Well, lucky for you, I keep a first aid kit in my saddlebag. Just one second. I'll get something out here. Yes. I am a centaur. Are you just noticing my lower half? I suppose I can't blame you, poor thing. It looks like you've got a pretty nasty blow to the head. Don't worry. I'll get that bandaged up along with the rest of you. Here. You can rest your legs on my head while I take care of you. I take good care of my coat. Feel it. It's nice and soft. Now, before I wrap up each wound, I'm going to have to disinfect it with some alcohol. I'm afraid it will hurt a bit, but I promise it will soon pass. Shh. You're doing very well. Just hold out a bit longer. Shh. There we go. That takes care of your head. I'm just going to go over your body and find more cuts to dress. Oh, you're surprised that I'm so gentle. I suppose I shouldn't have expected you to be different. I'm sorry. What I mean is... Well, I do understand that humans have spread around the idea that centaurs are violent. So it's not really your fault for being misinformed. But it does make me a little bit sad when I hear people talk like that. I'm more or less a pacifist myself. So it can get frustrating when humans assume that I'm a warrior or that I have a short temper. Listen to me, burdening you with my problems when you're the one that's hurt. Speaking of which, you've got a bad gash here on your arm. Okay, I'm going to use some more alcohol, and then the gauze and the bandage. There we go. While I'm looking you over, may I ask what you were doing on this road? I know it's not completely barren, but it doesn't see as much as use as the other roads lately, and it certainly doesn't get patrolled as much. Probably why there are bandits here. I see. Well, you're in luck. I was just coming from there, and I didn't see any bandits. Not that you'd be a target anymore, given that you've already lost everything. Poor thing. What about me? Well, I was... Oh, one more cut here. Let me just... You're doing great. Anyway, I was headed to look at the next town over. Now, I know the main road is faster, but... There are just so many humans there. The way some of them look at me is... there I go again. Anyway, I think I've gotten everything. Let me just go over everything one last time. Your head, torso, right arm, left arm, right leg, and left leg. I think you're all patched up. Of course, you'll want to get checked out by a proper doctor and get lots of rest. I passed a couple of group of humans on the way here, so if you wait for a little while, I'm sure they'll be able to help you. Take care, all right? What's wrong? You don't think they'll help you? Oh, don't be silly. I mean, who would just ignore someone in such desperate need as yourself? I'm sure they'll be willing to help you to the next town, at the very least. Really? You've already been passed by? That can't be right. Maybe they just didn't see you. Oh. They actually crossed to the other side of the road to avoid you. That's horrible. I don't know what to say. But I guess I can't just leave you here if I can't be sure that somebody else will help you. Here, can you climb on my back? I hope riding on my back isn't too uncomfortable. I don't wear an actual saddle, of course, but that cloth will hopefully work as a substitute. While we're walking, maybe I should explain why I wanted to leave you there for someone else. I promise I don't see you as a burden. I'm in no rush to get where I'm going, and it's nice to have a traveling companion. It's just that I know how people are going to react when they see us together. Listen. Yes, just like that. I don't even have to hear what they're saying to know what they think. I'm sure that they think I did this to you, despite the fact that you've obviously been tended to, and that I'm even carrying you on my back. If I thought you'd be just as well off with somebody else, I would have rather avoided those stares. I hope that doesn't sound selfish of me. Oh, don't worry about it too much. I'll admit it's unpleasant, but I'm quite used to this sort of attention. In this part of the country, humans don't cause us centaurs much trouble, partially because they fear us, and partially because there are laws in place to protect us. Ugh, I just can't seem to stop going on these rants. Please, tell me, how are you feeling? I imagine you're still in pain, but is there any extreme pain or lightheadedness? That's good. Your wounds look mostly superficial to me, but I wanted to make sure. I think you'll be feeling much better after a couple days' rest. I have enough money to pay for a room at one of the inns in town. Hmm? What are you apologizing for all of a sudden? I told you, it's really no trouble. Oh, you mean for earlier, when you said you thought centaurs weren't gentle? Well, thank you for apologizing, but it's really not your fault. It's not anybody's fault, I think. I'm sure you've never spoken for long with a centaur before, so what else can you rely on except for what you were told? It's not your fault you were lied to. And it's not the fault of the people who told the lies, because they were lied to as well. As far as I know, the rumors started thanks to an infamous group of centaur bandits. I don't think there was ever a point where anyone thought that what they were saying was untrue. But it means a lot to me that you're worried about my feelings, when you're the one who's been hurt so badly. You must be a very kind person. It looks like we're almost to town, so hopefully we can get you in a bed to rest very soon. After that, I'll go find a doctor to come visit you and some food for you to eat. No. I couldn't possibly ask for anything in return, especially since you were just robbed. Besides, I think you've been too active this whole time. Let's take some time to just focus on healing, okay? We can figure out what comes next once you're feeling better.